session number 20165, Rule 1.
Sorry, I left. Could I just start again? Because I left the pause button. Can't stand high.
You
started off. How did you first?
The Labour Exchange sent me up to Taylor's Garage.
Right.
And you got 6 weeks training. And you had ground valves, and you had test pieces, and you drilled, and yet the holes hadn't to go right through. You know, it had to be just a certain depth. And then after you did all your test pieces, they were all arranged out, and Lloyd's inspector came round. And those that had done well were passed, you see.
Right.
And then you came out and you just waited till you were called. Well, and I got word from the Labour Exchange that I had a job for me, and I went up and I was sent to the North Eastern Marine on a Good Friday, mind. Started work on a Good Friday. Yeah. Got me job on a Good Friday. No, I started work on a Good Friday, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. The works were working. And I went into what they called the ladies' shop. And there, your ground valves again, you know. It's a terribly boring job. And we started at 7:30 in the morning, we finished at 5. And worked till 12 on a Saturday. And of course, if we missed the train here, we had to walk right to Tynwald. And get the low-lying train, and then walk up through the rope works and the slipway to the North Eastern Marine. And I was in the ladies' shop doing valves and drilling different little jobs and things, you know. And then I was transferred to the outside fitting shop. And there I did, you got the templates, you know, and marked your own jobs off.
Yeah.
And I did steam pipes and whistle pipes and all this kind of thing. And of course the whistle pipes are the ones that go beside the funnel.
You know,
the narrow ones that go beside the funnel for the noise.
Yeah.
And I was in there quite a while. And then I was transferred to the large machine shop, the large fitting shop. Mm-hmm. And I was the only woman in it. I was there 3 years at the North Eastern.
Well, can I just go back? How old were you when you started?
23. 23 or they would. I was 26 and I kept on work. I am married in the...
So you weren't married when you started?
No, I wasn't married when I started. I actually married the man that was key man on the shaft.
Oh, right. So you met him at work.
I met him at work. Well, I used to do the propeller nuts. And he used to come up for the nuts because he used to stand on the raft. He used to put all the shafting in and the propeller on and the big nuts.
Yeah.
Well, I used to put the screw holes in the big nuts, you know. And I used to put the pins in the crankshafts, which was, you know, a canny job.
Yeah.
And also, I used to do the angle drill holes in the piston rods. But I don't know whether you've seen a ship.
No.
Ships. Oh, it's quite big.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I've worked on a ship, but...
It's quite big, the piston rod. I mean, one day, I actually fell out with the gaffer. So, he said, right, you get no help. You set the job up yourself. It took me half a day.
You can't put this on tape, but it's sexual harassment. It's just what I'm going to do.
The gaffer wasn't very nice to me, you see. He used some nasty terms. So of course he wouldn't let me help. I reported him, you see, to the leadership of ours and the lady shop. And of course she went to
the
offices. And of course he stopped the men helping me to set a job up. And I mean, the machine was what? Bigger than this. The bed of the machine.
Yeah.
And the wheels were like that, that you had to turn to, and the bottom one, I had to jump on it to move the bed of the machine.
Yes.
It was a massive thing, and I had to stand on it with my 2 feet and hold the top and jump like that and shift it. None of the men would work the machine, and it was next to the foundry. Because when they used to open the foundry doors to bring the jobs, they were, the stuff that used to come out was terrific. And it's actually, it was, the thing that frightened me was the fact that when I put it on, he said, one wrong hole there, it's £100.
Yeah.
But of course, if he hadn't said that, I would have probably gone ahead and done the job.
Yeah.
And of course, you had to put it on at an angle. The holes were already drilled, sort of countersunk, you know.
Yeah.
And you had to hit the centre of the hole and then come out through.
So, can I just go back? Because, I mean, I know a bit about ship building, but maybe not enough. What were you actually making? I mean, you were making engines, were you?
No, I was doing the pieces.
The pieces for?
I was drilling crankshafts.
Right.
Everybody had their own.
Yes.
There was women welders, there was women painters, there was women laggers who used to come down from the Neptune, or I think they used to come from. But further up the river down here. And they used to come down for lagging the pipes.
Right.
You know. And as I say, everybody had their own things to do, and mine was crankshafts and piston rods and the nuts for the propellers.
Yeah.
You
so
see?
What you were doing was a skilled job then?
What was a skilled job?
So you've been training at that?
And it was a job that men had refused.
Uh-huh. Well, what did men feel about you coming into the yard?
Nothing.
There was no resentment?
No, the only thing was that when I first went in, they asked me what religion I was.
Yeah.
And of course I said Church of England. He says, well, don't open your mouth in here because they're all Catholics.
Oh.
And that was the way I was taken in. But one of the men, Ernie George from, I think he belonged up Gates of Way, Newcastle Way, anyhow. He was very, very good if I needed any help, you know. But you were just kept with a continual flow of these crankshafts and things. And then he used to take down the ship to show you where they worked and how they worked.
Yeah.
And the first time I went down the rails to the engine room, I was petrified.
Just going down,
mm-hmm.
Just the height.
And a man turned round, a man came and he says, turn round, Henny, and go down backwards.
Right.
So of course I did.
Yeah.
And then of course I wasn't frightened after that. But I mean, we had amusing little scenes, and of course we had our cans that we used to take into the store next door, and the man in the storeroom used to put our cans on the top of this big fire and used to put your pies in that in the oven, you know, look at that went. But as I say, you all had your individual, the welders did jobs, and then we used to meet up at the women's shop on a pea night.
Okay, well, what
those that were on different things, you know.
So you said there was a ladies shop, and that was just all
it was
women.
The ladies fitting shop. It's a story they called the woman that was in charge.
And there was just women working in there, wasn't
it? And there was just women. And then you sort of, it depended on what you were like, you were transferred. But I was the only one, barring a woman sweeper up, in the big fitting shop. You know,
I
don't know whether you've ever been to Northeastern Marine.
No, I've never been.
But there's a fitting, small fitting shop, and then you go down some stairs and there's another big, well, like the assembly part where they did all the engines and things. And then they come up this other side to the small fitting shop. So they're another fitting shop.
No, I've not been in there. But I just, what was it that was made in the ladies' fitting shop? Was it the ladies?
Oh, well, you did valves and little jobs,
yeah.
You know, little drilling jobs. I mean, at first I was on the, what, always muddle me horizontal, me vertical. I was on the straight downer. And then it was, you were grinding valves and things, you know, with the machine. And then when I went to the outside fitting shop, well, I was on the machine that went that way. And that was the one I got caught on. I forgot that when I was drilling, and I saw the job come loose and I got the spanner, you know, to tighten the job up. Well, it was one of these pipes. And I mean, the drill shop makes a mess of the metal if it moves. And I thought it was the old man on the other machine, because he used to be a devil for, you know, come getting a hold of the arm and gripping me and saying, he always called me Rosie.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my name was Ros, you see.
Yeah.
So he says, I thought, and I turned out to say to him, and it was the drill, and of course it ripped me blouse and me jumping that off, you know. And I had to go across the women's shop, and the supervisor, Mrs. Story, she lent me a jacket and somebody else sent me a boiler suit, and I went back onto my machine, like. But I enjoyed it. I loved it.
Yeah. And you were in there how long altogether?
I was 3 years there.
That was from what year did you start?
Hey, now. Because when the war first broke out, I worked on the civil side for the Wrens at the VAD hospital.
I'll try and reckon it from when you met George together.
Well, I was 26 when I got married. So I'd say it's perhaps 23. Maybe 22 and a half or 23 when I went into North Eastern.
Yeah, because I sent you away at 21, I was sent away at 21.
Where were you? Where were you sent?
I was sent down to Buckinghamshire.
Mm-hmm.
That was a landowner?
No, I wanted to go on the landowner. Heavens, we didn't make one to any of the calls.
They said they wouldn't put in a laundry, actually.
I was sent in the laundry for the Americans at the High Wycombe. All the Americans. That was terrible. We never
it's a nice thing, you say.
We were scared stiff. We thought they all were out to get to them.
Yeah.
And we used to run away from them. There was a girl, sent three from the northeast. There was a girl that I knew, and then a girl from Newcastle. She packed up and came home, the girl from Newcastle. She just did a bump and came.
But mind, there's one thing about it.
The road, it was where we worked in that evening day.
One thing about it, when...
I down after 3 months. Came home, I lost weight, and the place didn't suit me. It didn't suit either of us, but either girl managed to stay out. But we were like this all day long with the relaxing climate after here. And we were really quite ill with it because it didn't suit us at all.
Yeah.
And I came home on my first leave and went to the doctor. And he said I wasn't fit to go away, and I had to go to the labour exchange.
Did you make his tea?
Well, I put it off because it was making a noise for that. And they said I wasn't fit to go away from home. I don't know how near it was to the end of the war, but I had my 21st birthday there, didn't I? Or was it my 22nd?
I think I was about 20.
I was sent you away when your age group came.
Because,
yeah. When did you get married? What year did you?
I got married in 43 and I was 26.
So you'd be about 94.
That's right. I was 26 because George was 31. There's 5 years between us, that's right. So I was 26 when I got married. And I did about, I don't know, 3 or 3.5 years. Because I didn't leave work till December 43. Left in December 43.
Why was that?
Well, I was going to have a baby. And then besides that, I had ruptured myself on this machine. You see, so that had to be put back. And on the whole, it was really a job I enjoyed.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but we had poor money, of course, naturally.
How much did you get?
When we started off at £3 something.
She's trying to remember. She should remember what money we got.
We started off at £3 something, and then I think went up to £5.
Mm-hmm. And how did that compare with the men?
Oh, well, I never asked George what he earned, so I never asked any.
Right.
And of course, you see, they used to take us onto the ships to show us where our jobs were working, you know, what they were doing and that. And if a thing comes on here and the ship's on, I'm straight away looking for the crankshafts and the pistons.
Oh,
you
still got
you? I still liked it, you know.
You know, when they went to the toilet as well, learn a lot.
We went along the jetty. That is a special toilet for women on the outside jetty, you know. And of course, when you were going along past all these pipes and chains and all the rest of it, well, you did see them playing tiggy in the outside of the pipes, you know. But this day we'd asked, we had a key, it wasn't open to anybody.
I'll put it down again, it won't affect.
No, it won't. Be all right.
And I asked the charge when he was an old man from Jarrow, old Jimmy West. And I went and asked them for the key. And I went along. So I thought, you know, they're strapping down the pan. I wee like a shot. So he says to me, when you go back, take Emma with you. That was one of the other girls that was an outside fitting shop there, Lee. He says, take Emma with you. And he says, while you're on the toilet, she'll stand on the back and stamp her feet. Vice versa, if she's on the toilet, you stand on the back. Well, honestly, it was a hoot. Standing there by that switch, and you're snooted hat, you know, standing doing this on the lounge, you said, so didn't come back. And he said, what had happened was, the net had come off the pipes underneath the net covering. And of course, that come up with E. I mean, 11 knew what rats and mice were till I went to work in the shipyards.
Big ones.
Can you remember, either? I was standing at my machine outside fitting shop once, and it was Grey off the Broadway. He was a chargeman. And I'd felt this thing on my arm. Well, we had a navy blue boiler suit with NAM on, and you had loose sleeves that were cuffed here with a button and elastic, so you could pull them up so you didn't get grease on your arms. And you had a hat with a peak, red and navy, with a snood, and you must have every bit of hair in, you know. And this day I'm standing on the machine doing a pipe, put a shock in my knife, and I turned around, he had this big rat, he'd been rubbing this rat up my arm, cut the shock in my knife.
Did the men play a lot of jokes like that on him?
Oh, yes. Yes, and one man I fell out with, I said to him, you had all your machines to clean on a Saturday when you finished, you know. You had to clean them all down perfect and dry them down, all your tools up for the week. You had to get underneath and sweep all the scrap and that away, you know. And I'd said to this lad, he belonged to Dunstan, Jack Stanger, and I said to him, Jack, are you going to shift your toolbox from under the machine? No, he says, I'm not. So I says, well, one of the fellas had put me up to it, like, what to see. I said, well, Jack, if it's not out of there, by the time I'm ready to clean this machine, the whole lot's going over the jetty. And of course, he was my husband's friend. And I said, there's three boxes here. And the men were all the benches then that was doing filing jobs and that, you know. I says, right. I says, if nobody shifts these, the whole lot is going over the water. Well, two of the men came straight away and shifted this, but Jack Stanger wouldn't shift his. So I said, I mean it. And I went and dragged the toolbox out bloody way with these tools like a shit. I mean, I couldn't have done it. For a start, I couldn't have carried it across the jetty. But, no, the that was the main things, me crankshafts and the piston rods in the big machine shop. And the... you know that when the crankshafts come, you know what the crankshafts are.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
And they've got a centre in. Well, I had to drill between the centre and the outside so that when the men, they used to put it on something to heat it.
Mm-hmm.
And then they used to hammer the big pins in.
Right.
You know.
Yes.
And of course then with the nuts of the propeller, I mean, they're massive.
Mm-hmm.
You don't realise just how big a propeller that is when you see the ships going along. But when you come to work beside them, they're terrific. And of course, their jobs were brought up with the overhead crane, you know. But the piston rods are, terrific weight. And they just give me the ordinary, well, my spanners were about that length, you know. Big hooky ones. And there was one day I was tightening a job up, and you had to stand on the bed of the machine to tighten them up. But you put them in these jigs, you know.
Yeah.
And that went. And all of a sudden, I crashed down and my head hit the column, the big column.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I saw stars. So mine straight away, this gaffer, this was before I fell out with him,
mm-hmm.
he says, go up to the tool shop and get an extension for that spanner.
Yes.
And get a ring spanner made.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, that's the way they used the job.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they were massive, the tools, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, I can have said.
But they did do that. They did extend me so that I had a big enough...
lever.
Lever on it, you know. Because, I mean, heavens, we weren't used to I wasn't used to work like that. I'd been on helping at the with the rents and that, you know. And previous that, I'd been in a shop and that. I'd done all kinds. But this was the heaviest job, but it was the job that Rupch had made.
Yeah.
But it was a job I liked.
Yeah.
I mean, I would have gone back.
Found it. Did you would have gone back, would you?
No, I would have gone back.
Well, my father said if women had been engineers and he knew that Ross had the ability to make a good engineer, he said he would have made her an engineer, but women weren't engineers.
No. They weren't then.
No.
You know, and they are now.
They should have made a damn fine engineer.
Yeah. But I really enjoyed the work.
Uh-huh.
Really enjoyed it.
Did he resent it then that he couldn't go back and work later?
Well, you see, my baby was premature to start with. And at 4 months he took bronchial pneumonia.
Uh-huh.
And of course, I nearly lose him.
Uh-huh.
And of course, I just didn't get back.
Uh-huh.
But I would have gone back. Uh-huh. But the women that came from Walker Naval Yard, these lackers came from, they were a tough set of women.
No.
Oh, they were tough boots.
How did they behave like?
Oh, they went down the ships as though they were walking around across in the dorm room. Oh, nothing to it.
Yeah.
No, they were classic women.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, the likes of me wouldn't have gone and worked with them, really.
Mm-hmm.
But when they came ashore to get their teeth and that, they talked to you and they were plenty that way.
Did you have your own canteen then?
No. We used to go up on a Friday for the workers' playtime, you know.
Mm-hmm.
No, we just used to all go together, men and women. But if you wanted your sandwiches, you could go across the women's shop and sit and have them.
Mm-hmm.
But I used to go down to the outside fitting shop with mine.
That was when.
And if it was fine, we'd just sat on the jetty.
Why did you have to get a key to go to the toilet? And why did
I suppose perhaps it was to stop the men using it. It may have been to keep the men out. You see, perhaps if they'd been on board a ship, they would have come straight ashore.
Uh-huh.
First toilet, you see.
Yeah.
So I think this would be what it was for. Mm-hmm. And then maybe. Perhaps in case of any disease, anything like, they may have had the same idea, you know.
Well, the Lord didn't allow men.
It was a beautiful clean toilet.
Right.
And I can, you know, funny reading the night, I can only think of once being in an airy chug.
No bombs, no.
Air. Only once when I was at the North East and we were in an airy chug.
When did that happen?
Oh, well. It must have been the daytime raid, mustn't it? When they sent us into the... And of course, ships standing at the jetty, I suppose, they were vulnerable, weren't they?
Yeah. Did any bombs fall in, or were you just...
And not that I knew of. Not that I knew of. But as I say, I used to get the... What was it, the 20 to 7, or the quarter to 7 train? Anyhow, I missed it. I had to walk to Tamworth Station and get the High Line train. We used to go to... I used to get off at Point Pleasant. I don't know whether Point Pleasant's still there.
Train,
we used to get the Low Line train.
The
no, if we missed the Low Line train here,
yeah.
We used to have to go to Howden, Tamworth, and get the one that put us off at Howden.
Yeah.
And go down by the...
that's Slipway.
Cinders and... Over Hoodhuggies Bridge, and you know, that way. Which she lost about nearly 20 minutes to half an hour.
No, it's okay.
You're welcome, you know, it's plenty.
Cup of tea's fine.
But it was quite a good job. It was a change, it was pleasant. I liked it.
How did you get on with the men then on the whole? I mean, were they?
With most of the men, very well. They all had they all had consideration for you, you know. And there was one, he was in the small machine shop, which, as I say, I was here. The other one's down below, and he was in that small machine shop, and he was a little bit simple. And he used to just do the screw ends on the boards and things, you know. And He always used to come across and have a bitching word. He used to love a bit talk, but no harm, he was harmless, you know. Yeah. But he was a canny fella. And then, of course, he one day, something he said, and this fella was helping me, you see, to set the job up. And something he said, you two are almost together, or something like that.
Didn't mean it.
It didn't mean anything, and of course, this fella dumped him. Oh, his nose started to bleed, his mouth started to bleed. I never forgot that. But the fella that used to come and help me, he used to do little jobs like this. On his machine, and here was me with these massive crankshafts and all the rest of it.
Yeah.
And I mean, the crankshafts were joined up part, you know, they used to be like a double, would come up on the sling, and then you had to put them at the angles, and you had the, your machine had the slots, you know, for your bolts
right.
to go in, so you could fasten them.
Yeah. How did, You said it was heavy work and you weren't used to it. Did you get used to it in the end?
Yes.
How long did it take?
Come like second each. I used to do two nights overtime.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, we're coming home the blackout,
uh-huh.
you know. But, I enjoyed actually working better with the men than you do with the women.
Why was that?
I think women tend to get a bit catty,
uh-huh.
you know, when you're all together. And funnily enough, the machine I used to be on in the women's shop, there was a young fair girl worked on it. But she was a beggar for leaving her hair out last night.
Mm-hmm.
And there was one day I was on the machine, the cleaner came up to her, she says, there's been a girl scalped. I says, wait, and goes on the same machine as I used to work on in the women's shop, a fair hair. So, of course, naturally, we all went along to see how she was. And our machine had the hair wrapped around the drill, you know, but she wasn't, they weren't allowed to take it off until the inspectors had been in satisfied. Well, she had done literally the same thing as I did when I went to take my job. Well, she must have put her head down like that. And, of course, the drill just caught her hair in, sticking out the front, you see.
Yeah.
But they were told repeatedly, you know, uh-huh. about this. And I can remember poor girl was going to get married. And, she did get married, but of course she was all bandaged under her veil.
Uh-huh.
But she never lost consciousness.
Uh-huh. Did her hair grow back?
No, I never found out. I never saw the girl. But, yeah. But, as I say, they were, and we had a supervisor, she would, any complaints, they were seen to straight away, you know. She was marvellous.
What, she sort of looked after any sort of thing? Did she give you work, or did she just look after your problem?
No, she only looked after you. She looked after those in the women's machine shop. You know, the women's shop. She looked after them so that they had. And, of course, we used to have a wooden board with your number on the top. And every morning, you whitewashed it when you went in,
yeah.
you know, and then it dried, and then you put whatever you'd been doing, and then you handed it in to the time office as you went past.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you were on the time, you were paid by the hour, were you?
Yeah.
I mean, there was no piecework or anything like that.
Oh, no, we didn't do piecework, no. The men, some of the men did,
mm-hmm.
but we didn't. Well, I mean, I would have earned very little that day. I was trying to set the piston rod up in my own.
Yeah.
I mean, let's face it, you're taken out of one environment and you're put in another. And you don't know the first thing about them. I mean, I didn't know the first thing about ships until I went into there.
How did you find that change? I mean, you were like a woman going into a man's world. I mean, that's what it was, basically.
Well, it was, really.
Uh-huh.
It was, but at the same time you thought, well, you've got to do it.
Uh-huh.
I mean, they wanted the ships, wanted the stuff.